Hi, my name's Dan Regan, and welcome to Anxiety No More, your complete anxiety freedom toolkit. I'm an anxiety management consultant, and I work extensively with clients looking to let go of their anxiety and start enjoying living their lives with a sense of calmness and freedom. In my daily work, I've helped people whose anxiety was so bad they wouldn't go out of their front door, as well as people who have struggled with more general day-to-day anxiety and panic, and those who get anxious and panicky in particular situations they experience in their lives. Often, when they first come to see me, people describe their anxiety as being out of control, or how they wish they could just switch their minds off for a while because it just never seems to stop overthinking about those what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, and they just want a sense of peace back. They desperately want to be back in control of their thoughts and reactions. They will describe all the uncomfortable sensations of their anxiety and how they just crave some freedom and to feel calm and in control. By working through this toolkit, I'm going to help you learn how to master your anxiety and to take back control over your thoughts and feelings so you can feel calm, confident, and in control. But before you let go of your anxiety, it's worth just pausing to consider, what caused your anxiety in the first place? Why is it that you feel anxious and on edge anyway? What is it with all those thoughts and feelings that you experience right now? Often the question that goes through the mind of an anxious person more often than any other is that search for the thing that led to the anxiety starting in the first place. For some, it can become a bit like a quest for answers in the hope that once discovered, it will somehow solve everything. And yet, that is rarely the case. And sometimes it is relatively clear how your anxiety started. Perhaps there was an event, like an accident or some other event, and after that you started feeling anxious and worried, either about something similar happening, being in a similar situation, or maybe it spread more generally into all the areas of your life. Or it may be that your anxiety just sort of crept up on you, and before you knew it, all those thoughts and feelings were a part of your everyday existence. This can often be the case where the stress, worry, and anxiety sort of builds up and up until it's like your mind is so stressed out that it's like it needs to be on constant lookout for bad things that may happen so that you can be ready for them. It could be that you've had a big life change, such as changing job, moving home, maybe after the loss of a loved one, or it may be a whole series of things going on, and you seem to be coping at the time, only to find that at the first moment of calmness, your anxiety was at its worst. And when I work with clients, there can also be issues around confidence, self-esteem, managing stress, and other factors that all add into that worry and stress in your mind. Whatever the exact cause of your anxiety, the overall effect is that your mind and body are on constant alert. And in many ways, the real solution to anxiety is worrying less about why you feel anxious and why it started, and switching to focus more on how it is that your anxiety keeps itself going and how that pattern continues. Because although you may very well know logically that you are okay and not in any physical danger, your mind and body still act and react like an angry, hungry lion could jump out from behind a tree at any moment. Your body gets ready to act, and so you experience those physical changes, like your breathing rate increasing, your heart beating faster, and you may feel hotter and shake as your muscles get ready for action. You may feel like your mind goes into overdrive, or even that you've lost control over your mind and body. If the anxiety and panic gets too overwhelming, it's not uncommon for these symptoms to hit so hard that you just rush to A&E or your doctor thinking something must be seriously wrong with you. And because the symptoms of anxiety are so unpleasant, you may decide to avoid similar situations in the future, whether that's social situations, presentations, shopping, traveling, or something else. In extreme cases, you may even avoid leaving the house if you can. And it's worth pausing and just noting that your anxiety and fear can be very useful. in the right circumstances and at the right level. You want to know that you will react quickly if you need to get out of there, and it can be useful to think about all those things that could go wrong so you can put plans in place to prevent it. An example might be if you're about to go on a long car journey, it may be useful to think about the possibility of your car breaking down so that you can make sure you go and get it serviced before your journey. Yet you want to be able to do this in a way that allows you to feel okay, safe, calm, and comfortable, as you think about those things that could happen and put those steps in place. You want to feel calm, confident, and in control, rather than feeling anxious and running through all those worst case scenarios in your mind, with each one making you feel even more anxious. And anxiety has always been a useful human survival mechanism, like when we all lived in caves and we needed to be alert for physical dangers. Except now it's less the need to avoid a hungry saber-toothed tiger coming towards you, and more a need to try and cope with the stresses, demands, pressures of modern life. Unfortunately, our minds are not very skilled at telling the difference between a physical threat and a modern worry, and we find ourselves reacting in the same way. Your mind is looking to keep you safe, which is a positive and useful thing. Except right now it's doing it in an overwhelming way that stops you enjoying things and moving forward in your life. And all those physical symptoms, your breathing changing, your heart beating faster and so on, are in effect your body getting ready for action, to fight something or run away. Yet often you'll just be going about your day with no outlet for all that adrenaline and stress pumping around inside you. If you were exercising, like being out running for example, it would feel perfectly natural to do these things, like breathing harder, getting hotter and sweating. Yet when you're just going through your day, it feels strange. And so you notice those physical signs of anxiety more and more, and you find it invades your thoughts, until you may even start to feel anxious about the possibility of being anxious. And so the cycle of anxiety continues to reinforce itself. And because our minds use our memories and experiences as a sort of reference guide for how to respond in current situations, once you go into a situation where you felt anxious in the past, you'll find the symptoms start to kick in almost automatically. And it can even spread into similar types of situations, as your mind looks to match what's going on now with what has happened before. So in effect, your body is doing what it does when you get ready to exercise. So all those symptoms are perfectly natural. They're just kicking in when you don't need them or want them to. It's a bit like having an oversensitive car alarm. It's useful if it goes off to protect your car when someone is trying to break into it, but if it goes off when someone just walks past, then it's much less useful and becomes more of a pain. As well as the physical symptoms, there are also usually certain ways of thinking that anxious people share. Worrying about things going badly or going wrong, those what-ifs, worst-case scenarios, concerns over what others might think, worries about whether you can cope, worrying you might feel anxious or panicky in certain situations, and often you may make up and imagine scenarios in your mind of things going badly, or just think about how disastrous things will turn out or how bad you will feel. With all this worry and stress going on inside, it's perhaps no surprise that your anxiety may stop you going places and doing things that you would much more readily do if you felt more relaxed and calm. It may be having impacts on your sleep, your confidence, and in your work, family, and social life. In acute cases, someone suffering with anxiety may just stay at home and rarely, if ever, set foot outside because their levels of anxiety are so overwhelming. I've worked with clients who for months haven't stepped outside their front doors because of the fear of their anxiety striking. Yet now they're happy, free, in control by applying the techniques that I'll be sharing with you. Before we move on to how you can start reining back that anxiety, it's worth me just reiterating that all the thoughts and symptoms you experience are perfectly natural and even useful in the right context. It's just that right now, your mind is so stressed out and tired that it's working in an overwhelming way, reacting to keep you safe as if there is danger and threat present when there isn't. Once you learn to calm down and relax again using these audios and the written guide, you will soon find that you have the energy, clarity, and motivation to start enjoying your life, knowing that whatever happens, you'll be okay. And I want you to keep that thought in your mind as you work through this program. That thought of knowing that whatever happens, you'll be okay. You'll be fine and you can handle it. In this toolkit, you'll find all you need to achieve freedom from your anxiety. As you read through the guide and listen to these audios, you'll soon find yourself feeling calm, confident, and in control, becoming happier and stronger every day. Please remember to only listen to the audios when it's safe and appropriate to do so, and do not listen to them whilst driving or operating machinery. The more you relax and actively engage with the ideas and suggestions in the audios, the sooner you will take control over your imagination, thoughts, and reactions. And so, knowing how much you want to make this change, please make a commitment to yourself to consistently listen to the audios and practice the techniques. The rewards of your time, effort, and energy will prove a worthy investment. So with that in mind, now is the time for you to get started on your journey to freedom from anxiety.